The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Today on Getting Real with the Housewives, Dolores Catania opens up about her fight with Jennifer.
When you're really happy, you don't really get that angry about things.
Jackie Goldschneider gets real about getting demoted.
Going in, it was like a little rough because I didn't really understand what a friend did.
And we finally hear from Heather Gay herself on the infamous black eye.
I kept the story to myself because I didn't know how I got the black eye. I blacked out and woke up with a black eye.
Plus, more details on the Caroline Manzo and Brandi Glanville girl strip drama. Megan King is spotted with her ex, and Emily Simpson shares details on her recent facelift. We got that plus so much more on today. Is Getting Real with the Housewives. Hey guys, Christina Garibaldi here with Us Weekly executive producer Mandy DeCamp, and welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives. Jersey is back, and I could not be more excited.
It was honestly really good. It didn't
so
disappoint.
Yeah. I'm so excited to break it all down. We got a lot of news to get to, but of course, let's see what you guys had to say about last week's show. Will says Brandi was being slick. She knew that Caroline Manzo is not one of those women who likes to get down and dirty, and Brandi pushed it and Caroline wasn't having it. I do wish that Caroline stayed for the finale for that. We, the viewers, can see how she truly felt about what Brandi did to her in the end. We have a lot to get to about Brandi and Caroline in just a second. So I don't know if Will's opinion will change after he hears this, but sure. Things definitely went down.
Definitely. All right. We'll get to that in a minute. Steve Jackson says the Legacy Roni crew brought it on themselves. They were alcoholics and ruined the original show with jaw dropping and embarrassing antics. They needed therapists and sobriety coaches. Well, that's a hot take on New York.
But but don't we like to see the drunken antics? So, I mean, that's what we sometimes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's move on to Brandi and Caroline because, so recapping everything before we get into it. So several outlets reported in January that Brandi and Caroline exited the trip after a reported incident of inappropriate behavior. So Paige reported that Brandi not only gave Caroline Manzo an unwanted kiss, but that she allegedly touched Manzo's chest and genital area as well. So prior to this report, Peacock spoke out and said to People magazine, "The safety and security of cast and crew while shooting is extremely important, and we take all reports seriously. In this situation, production immediately launched a comprehensive review and is taking appropriate action." As we know, both ladies left the show amid the allegations. Caroline left on her own, and it seems like Brandi may have been forced to leave. I mean, we're not going to know what really happens until everything kind of goes down, but pretty serious that they're launching an investigation into all this. And who knows, this might be the last we see of Brandi Glanville on the Housewives franchise.
It certainly sounds like it's going to be the last that we see of Brandi. Wow. I mean, this is way more serious than I thought it was last week. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize the extent of the situation. I think that Brandi should be fired if this is the case. Obviously, we'll find out more, I guess. But I'm almost wondering if they're going to start the season over. Like, how are they going to
know? How do you go about this? Yeah. Well, Brandi did recently just tweet. She said, "Check your sources, people." So who knows? I mean, two sides to every story. Yeah. So I'm sure eventually we'll hear what went down.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, it will certainly get people watching.
That's true. I can't wait.
See what happens. Yeah. All right. Well, Megan King is back in the news. She found herself fielding questions about her relationship status after sharing several photos with her ex-boyfriend, Will Roos. The former Orange County star captioned several snaps via Instagram on Saturday saying, "Some of my favorite people in the world, photo dump, enjoy." Among the pictures were three shots of Roos, who King dated in early 2021 and a picture of King that was taken from her ex's Instagram story. Fans quickly started speculating that the two might be dating again. Fans said, are you and Will back together? You guys make such a cute couple. One person wrote in the comments section. She responded saying, we are besties, smiley face. In her Instagram story, she said that they are eating their way through Austin. She first went public with Ruse in January 2021 amid her split from Jim Edmonds. At the time, she called him her friend turned boyfriend, noting that things happen in a funny way. She gushed over him at the time, joking on her Instagram story. For now, we're just friends. And by friends, I mean super close besties who also kiss and hug. Okay, we don't mean friends at all. The duo called it quits after a few months at the time. And later that year, she started dating Pep Owens, as we know. I think they are not besties. I think that this is more. What do you think?
Maybe a friends with benefits situation. I don't know. I feel like I talked to Megan about him before, and she said that they were always really close friends and then they maintained their relationship after they broke up. So I guess maybe she's just having fun. I feel like this is, I feel like she needs to like just decompress and maybe take a moment for herself for a little while. And hey, if she wants to have some fun, good for her. But I don't know. She knows what she's doing. She's getting people talking about her about her love life, which people are obsessed with. And that's what we're doing.
I mean, she didn't post these photos thinking no one was going to comment and think that they're together. So yeah, she's totally loving this, I think.
Totally. All right. Moving on over to another Orange County star, Emily Simpson. You know, she's never shied away from talking about her plastic surgery procedures, and her recent facelift is no exception. She candidly explained her thought process behind the surgery and gave fans a glimpse at the drastic change. She said, being middle-aged, gaining 30 pounds and then losing it, menopause, who knows what the exact culprit is. But a couple years ago, I was watching myself on TV, and to my utter surprise, I realized that I had completely lost my jawline. She said, after a lot of research and three consultations, I finally decided to use this doctor that she used. And she said, for my mini lower face neck lift, he did an amazing job because I still look like myself, just like myself before my jawline packed up and left town. She went on to praise her doctor's work and hinted she recently had another procedure that she plans to talk about more soon, probably on the show. And while she opted for these surgeries, she has noted that she also works out consistently, but there were some things that she wanted to fix. She said, also just a reminder that all women are allowed to choose what they do with their bodies and how they would like to age. From completely natural to surgery, it's up to each woman. That is very true. However you want to do you, do you. And I think she looks great. And as long as she's happy and feels good and confident, then do you.
Yeah, she looks great. Can't say anything bad about that.
Yeah, seriously. But where is our OC trailer? Like, where is this? I need this.
Me too.
It has been a while. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for Tamra Judge. I'm ready for all the ladies. Let's bring it. Well, while we wait for OC, we are so excited that Jersey is back. And we caught up with some of the stars this week of the show, including Dolores Catania, who broke down her fight with Jennifer in this week's premiere. Take a look. Yeah. Did you ever expect you and Jennifer to blow up the way that it did?
No, I really wasn't looking for that. It had been so long since we were in New York. And I thought maybe when I saw her at the roller skating party, that maybe we would just at least say hello to each other. But she kept like kind of running away from me. Mm-hmm. So I didn't expect to speak to her at the next scene. Mm-hmm. But I didn't want them left out either. So it just wasn't the time or place. When I want to speak to somebody about what's going on, it's not going to be about, I'm not going to speak to 50 people before I speak to you. That's mm-hmm. just not how I am. I don't even respond well to that. So that's where a lot of our miscommunication came from.
Right. Do you feel like a lot of this was just miscommunication? And after that fight, were you like, I am done with this friendship?
No. Cause you know, when you're in a good place, like I happen to be like, here I am bringing my cute boyfriend in and he's so excited and everybody's having a good time. If there was ever a time for that to happen, it was then, because mm-hmm. when you're really happy, you don't really get that angry about things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, definitely. What did you make of some of the insults that she was kind of flinging your way during that conversation?
You know, again, I tunnel out when somebody doesn't let me speak and it's a one way conversation. It's just like, you ever hear like on Snoopy, I mean, on the Peanuts, when it's like, wah, 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 when the teacher talks, that's what I hear. I can't explain it any other way. I just tunnel out. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I get aggressive or angry, but it wasn't a time that I wanted to do that. I mean, here's my Paul walking in and everybody's embracing him. And I love my friends. I really do. So, and I've always been, and everyone knows this. I've been more upset about not getting along with Jennifer than I even want to admit to, which I have. I felt bad. I was, because I did feel that I was a good friend.
Yeah.
It's okay to disagree about that. It's really okay. But I thought we spoke about it and moved on from it. And then I have a problem when it's not.
Well, we'll break down whose side we're on in just a few minutes, but ready for it.
We also chatted with Jackie Goldschneider, who, of course, is a friend of on this year's or the season of Jersey. So we chatted about her demotion. Take a look.
How did you feel about, you know, being a friend role now? Did that change your mindset going into things? And how did you feel about that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, you know, and I've spoken about this before. When we talked about casting for this season, I really was not, I wanted so badly to be in a great place, but I had only been a few months into recovery and I still was not, I was not there. And I think on both ends, it was like, we all knew that I wasn't there and I don't think I could have handled a full-time role this season. But I obviously, like, I love this show and I love Bravo. So I wanted to be, stay a part of it. So going in, it was like a little rough because I didn't really understand what a friend did. But once I really got into it, like there was no, I didn't really feel different about my job. I did my job exactly the same as I always have done. I went into every scene. I moved story along. I gave my opinion on everything. The cameras were constantly on me. I was a part of every single like cast event, cast trip, you know? So for me, there really wasn't a big difference. It was once I took my ego out of it, then I was able to fully embrace it. And I think I had probably one of my best seasons. I loved it. I really had a good season.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, was it hard for your ego at first, now that you said that?
I mean, of course, even though like it was, I knew it was the right decision and I took part in making that decision. It's hard to go into a room that you were once, you know, the center of attention and now be like, you know, now there's what, 7 housewives, so be like the 8th person in line, you know? So that was like a little bit of an ego punch. But once I realized that, like, I mean, listen, first of all, if you don't bend, you break, right?
Yeah.
And so like there was really nothing I could do about it. Right. So it's either embrace it or hate it. And I don't remember where I was going with this, but the thing is like, yes, my ego hurt at first, of course. But there really was no difference, you know? And like the show is like, they're fluid, especially now with all like the streamings, like housewives come up, they go down, they come back up, they disappear, they come back, they're on a girls trip, you know? So like, there's really, like, you really kind of have to be fluid.
I like that she was so candid about it, said, you know, this was like an ego punch to her, but, you know, she wants to be a part of the show either way. And I thought it was a good way to look at it.
Me too.
Definitely. And then finally, we've had our chance to ask Heather about the black eye. And spoiler alert, we still don't know. Take a look. You know, obviously fans watching the show this season are a little frustrated that we don't get that answer. Are we going to get that answer eventually? And why did you want to keep this story to yourself?
Well, I kept the story to myself because I didn't know how I got the black eye. I blacked out and woke up with a black eye. And I felt like the cameras were there. They were recording everything. And I was told there would be footage that would reveal it. So I was just waiting for the footage and I wanted to play along and also keep it to myself and try to keep it from becoming more than it was. Right. But like we know with reality television, you know, if you don't want to talk about it, we're going to talk about it.
Right.
And it became something that I had no control over. I was exhausted from the behind the scenes, constant conversations about the black guy. Mm-hmm. When I was the worst person to ask because I woke up with it and I wasn't the one with the footage.
Did you watch the footage back? Do you know who gave it to you?
I can't say it. I haven't ever seen the footage.
You've never seen the footage. So you still don't know.
I have my theories. I have theories and I remember certain things, but I don't want to ever say anything incontrovertible because I'm not the one that knows.
Will we ever get the answers to these questions? I don't know.
I just want to know, like, where is this footage? Where is the footage of the surveillance camera in her room? Why can't we see it? Why are they hiding it?
What are you hiding? Well, it's
even
probably
if it's not on the camera. We should have audio from it.
Yes. It's probably lost with the Sprinter van footage from Beverly Hills.
Oh, so true. We need to do like a whole show on the missed opportunity moments.
Seriously, an investigative reporting special about the missing tapes. All right. Well, let's get into this week's episode. Like you said, Jersey is back. We have two new housewives, a new friend of, like you said, Jackie got demoted. So first of all, what do you think about the new Jersey housewives?
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, I cannot handle that there is one who was born in 1991.
Like, my mind is blown.
No, I was not happy about this. I was like, she is too young to be a housewife. I'm sorry. I understand that technically she's a housewife. I get that. But like, I don't know. It seems way too young for this crowd. Mm-hmm. She has two babies under two, I think.
Two under two, but she's also a stepmom to a teenager.
Right.
So
friends with Melissa Gorga. Right.
Yes.
I mean, I liked her as, you know, I think she's good TV. I just couldn't handle it myself that she was born in 91.
Right. Totally.
We also got the Staten Island girl.
Yes.
I liked her. What's her name?
Danielle.
Danielle, right. Danielle. I liked her. I liked her husband, Nate. I think that they're a good addition. I think that she's a little bit over the top, putting the big bows in her daughter's hair, the gel in her son's hair. I mean, she's totally over the top Jersey girl / Staten Island girl. I'm into it. What do you think?
I'm into it. I really, because usually I'm always a little hesitant about new housewives because you never know how they're going to like fit in. But I feel like they kind of seamlessly made the transition. And yeah. I really liked it. I thought they did. They fit in really well. Like you said, Danielle is really over the top, total Jersey girl. Rachel, little, and another fun fact about Rachel, I spoke to her. We're going to hear more about in our interview next week. She was only 7.5 weeks postpartum when she started shooting as well, which is insane. So,
well, Frank Senior is her trainer, apparently.
Right. So I guess he's doing a good job. Seriously. Well, you know, and I was so surprised. Well, not really surprised, but there was so much drama that stemmed off of the reunion that kind of trickled into this new season with Teresa, Melissa, and Joe with the whole bridesmaid thing. They're still like really mad about it. And I feel like this is just going to be the storyline for over the course of the season. Yeah. Then it blows up at the finale.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we get into it right away, which I was happy about. You know, it's not like something that they're teasing for the rest of the season. We can see the tension. You can feel the tension between them right off the bat. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. We'll see where this goes. I mean, we know where this goes. It doesn't go.
Yes. And then we had our roller jam, our 80s roller jam, which was a lot of fun. And, you know, Teresa saying that she's turning over a new leaf, apologizing to Margaret, inviting her over for some cheese and crackers. Margaret was just afraid that she was going to bury her in the backyard.
That was hysterical. Honestly, it was amazing. I liked that Louis really like gave Marge the space to talk, that he like interrupted Teresa. He's not afraid to do that. Probably the only person who's not afraid to do that and say, Teresa, let her talk, let her share her side. I like the influence that he has on her.
I do too. I think that, like, he does, say what you will about Louis, it seems like he knows how to handle her, or at least she listens to what he has to say. So, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, we know what happens. We know that this doesn't end well for them, but, you know, something that is going well is Dolores and Pauly. I really like them. She seems so happy.
I love them, and I need a copy of this calendar. So if someone could please send that to me.
Right. Where is this calendar? How come it's not for sale? Like, we need it.
I actually looked, I swear. I didn't look hard, so maybe it's out there somewhere, but I can't find it right now. If you find it, please send us a link in the comments.
Send us a link. I love it. And then, you know, we ended the episode with Dolores versus Jennifer.
Yeah.
You know, these two were good friends. They were, you know, they I don't know. So it just kind of blew up. I mean, Jennifer saying that Dolores looks like an old handbag, like this was, they were, it was not nice. It was just like below the belt insults.
No, I don't know who's team I'm on yet. I would lean towards Dolores maybe a little bit.
I feel like I'm always on Dolores' side. I love Dolores.
I love Dolores too. She's really sweet. Mm-hmm. Speaking of cheese and crackers, remember she came to our studio once and brought all this like meat and cheese and crackers?
That's right.
Yeah, she's very generous.
Very generous. We love Dolores and so happy that Jersey is back. While Jersey is starting its season, Potomac is ending. We got our big finale before the reunion. And these ladies did not disappoint. I mean, Mia not defending Karen. They're calling her out for, you know, calling Karen a prostitute. I just can't.
I can't either. I mean, this is a ridiculous Potomac fight. I thought it was hysterical, kind of, because it was just like so over the top and ridiculous. And then she's mad at Mia. Mia's not the one who said it. She's the one who told you about it.
Right. I know. That's what I was like. Why are you getting mad? I feel like they're... As terrible as it sounds, but I feel like there are some truths to these rumors because Karen just doesn't want to hear it. She's like, we got to go. Yeah. I'm not talking about this.
I'm afraid to hear about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't think there was any truth to them until she like stormed out. And then I was like,
Right. I feel like there's a little bit of truth to this. And then we had Candace's big video premiere party where Ashley and Chris kind of go at it. I mean, I understand Chris's frustration. I mean, they really kind of did him dirty this season. And, you know, they have the footage to back it up. Like, he was never looking at these women. Yeah. I don't know what happened between him and Giselle. There were no cameras there, but it seems like this Sesame Street woman came forward and was making these accusations that just weren't true. Mm-hmm. And I think he just blew a fuse.
Yeah. I didn't blame him for storming out and needing a moment. After that too, he's defended himself. There's nothing else he can do. I felt for him a little bit, and I feel like almost like I'm curious to hear from him at the reunion, which they show a little clip of, because I feel like if anything, it might be even worse than he thought, you know, the edit, the whole season, he's in almost every episode about it, you know?
Totally. So, I mean, in the trailer for the reunion, he says like, I've been dealing with this for 10 months. Like, I'm losing business. Like, I had to explain myself to my family. Like this, I mean, these are serious accusations that a lot of people, you know, believe, and, you know, to make this up, it's, you know, it really affects people's lives.
Yeah. It reminds me a little bit of Whitney's husband losing his job this past season in Salt Lake City, because it's like, you know, they didn't really sign up for this. I'm sure they had to agree to it, but it's like, it's a whole other level when you're the main storyline.
Totally. And then Ashley buying her home, but also buying it with Michael. Like, what are you doing?
Ashley, I don't know. I don't get it. Just no, don't do that.
No. And then we finally got Robin and Juan's wedding, which looked beautiful, but then it's also clouded with this woman that came forward with these cheating accusations. Right. I don't know if you saw her on Watch What Happens Live explaining this situation, but it is so shady. Like, saying that he was talking to this woman on Instagram. She flew herself to Maryland, but didn't have a credit card to put down at a hotel. So Juan went to the hotel and gave the credit card. Like, what? And you believe this? I don't know.
Married him for a second time.
Right. And the fact that she didn't bring it up, we talked about this last week, the fact that she didn't bring it up on the show was just, I mean, obviously they moved past it. This happened during COVID. So 2+ years ago, but still, that is some shady stuff.
That's shady. It's very strange. And yeah, it's the whole wedding scene was beautiful. And then it's like, oh, and by the way, a little graphic pops up saying like they're going through all this other stuff. I'm like, well, I want to see more of that or hear more about that. And
seriously. All right, well, let's move on to our social spotlight of the week. Who caught your attention on social media?
Ramona Singer. I mean, this woman looks better than ever. I mean, ageless. Not on the Housewives is doing her good. Yeah, she is ageless by Ramona. Take a look at this photo of her seaside. She looks like
she's in her like 40s, like 30s, 40s. Like, good for her.
This is crazy. I'm gonna hang this picture in my fridge as an Insta.
Seriously. Mine went to Lisa Vanderpump posting a selfie with Lizzo saying, "Proud of you, darling. Congrats, Grammys." Who knew they were friends? People are commenting like most random link up, but cute. I love it.
I love it. That's
bizarre. Oh, Lisa. I feel like Lisa's been hanging out a lot with like Garcelle lately. I know Garcelle's son worked at her restaurant, but I don't know. I feel like she's inching her way maybe back into a Housewives.
Ever since the ding dong tweet, I feel
I hope so.
I wouldn't be mad about it. Yeah.
I wouldn't be mad. All right. Well, that is it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. If you want some more Housewives news, head on over to usmagazine.com. Keep commenting. Let us know what you thought about the premiere of Jersey. If you're on Dolores or Jennifer's side, let us know. And we will see you guys next week.